Graphic designer Stephen Heller recently published a book about the swastika.
I actually have a smell in my nose of the swastika. And the swastika smell comes from a card that my grandmother kept that came from the Lodz ghetto, where my grandfather and grandmother and what was left of her siblings had been placed. Ultimately, they went to Auschwitz. And it had three stamps of what's called Grosse Deutschland, the stamps of Greater Germany. And that was the eagle whose talons were situated in the swastika. And it was a musty card because it had been laying in a bag since 1942. And it smelled. It smelled like moldy paper. But it also, given the history, smelled like death. When I became old enough to understand how symbols are used and how symbols can be abused, I became more fascinated with this one image. And then I found that it goes back to prehistory, that we don't know where it came from, that we only know that there was a diaspora of the swastika, and it is everywhere under different names, because swastika is a name that comes from Sanskrit, which essentially means good fortune. Prior to 1933, when the Nazis took power, it was a commercial symbol. It was as prevalent and as ubiquitous as the Nike swoosh. It was as well-known, if not more well-known, than the Star of David or the crucifix. A symbol by itself is meaningless. A symbol in conjunction with an act, a deed, or an idea is extremely powerful if that act and deed and idea are also powerful.
Unsere teure Heimat, unser teures deutsches Reich, sieg heil!
You would never think in a million years that the swastika could be used today as a consumable icon. But in the Far East and in Asia, it still is. I found in India a package of soap called swastik soap. In another part of Asia, they were being sold as plastic swastikas that you peeled off and put on yourself. What I have also found in recent years is that, like all symbols and like everything in this culture, there is the culture of co-option. And young designers, rock and rollers, you name it, people who have no Proustian smell in their nose, are taking the symbol and they're either reinventing it because they feel it's been held hostage too long, or they're just using it blatantly and stupidly. And so there are a variety of people who want to reclaim this symbol and say it is no longer the symbol of evil. My belief is that we have to look at these things in the context of the history that has passed. And while it may have been stolen, it cannot be brought back in a benign way.
Stephen Heller is a graphic designer and the author of The Swastika, Symbol Beyond Redemption.